when you think of art museums, you tend to think big, we'll assume. The Louvre in Paris, the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, Portland Art Museum, and similar venues. Some smaller communities have museums of art as well, including Ashland, which contains the Schneider Museum of Art on the Southern Oregon University campus. The Schneider named an interim director not long ago. He's here to talk about the work of a small-town art museum. Scott Malborn is his name. He is the director. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit about a little history lesson of the Schneider and how it got going in the first place, and for that matter, who it's named for.
Sure. The Schneider Museum started in 86. I'm sure the Schneider family did a lot of preemptive work beforehand, working with many other community groups and community leaders. When it opened in 86, I don't think there were too many bullet points of what the museum had to do, but it does have a collection, a diverse range of work in the museum's collection. And for the past few plus years, it's been on a contemporary art path. And as I've come in July 1st of this year, I am looking forward to continuing that path of contemporary art.
All right, so sticking with the more recent stuff, and is that primarily what the collection is too?
No, the collection is very, very diverse. You know, we have some antique books, letters. I believe we have a suit of armor, some small swords, baskets, basket weavings. You know, and we do have some contemporary art as well. We have some Robert Indiana prints. I think we have some Warhols, some other items. So it's large, it's diverse. We are actually bursting at the seams in our facilities, which holds the work. But we're looking forward to developing more of a contemporary art exhibition, having our exhibitions happen seasonally. That's sort of the way the museum has been operating in the past, and we're looking forward to kind of continuing that, and as well as looking forward to developing some new programs, adding some new programs on the roster. We are in the very early stages of developing a new strategic plan, and we will revisit the museum's vision and mission statement as well.
And how recently were either of those revised?
I don't know. I don't know the last time those were looked at or haven't been giving much attention. There's just a lot going on with the museum right now. You know, I have a very long to-do list, and on the top of that to-do list is exhibitions and looking at our schedule and attempting to plan things out 2 to 3 years in advance. That will permit the university that we are part of here, Southern Oregon University, for the professors to take a look at our calendar, and they can pick and choose if there's any exhibitions that they would like to change or adjust some of the curriculum to fit those exhibitions. And, you know, they need some notice on that. And we're also attempting to cross-pollinate a bit more with the music department, the theater department. There's a new initiative at Southern Oregon University for the Arts, and that is the Oregon Center for the Arts, which is the large umbrella that, you know, the creative arts department, theater, music now fit under. So we are kind of dropping down those walls of these individual silos and trying to provide opportunities for the students to work together, and just, you know, that idea of cross-pollination and attempting to create some exciting new programs, and looking forward in the future.
Where did you, how did you get the job as interim director, and how interim is it? I mean, is it, you know, interim for 3 months, interim for 3 years?
Interim for 24 hours, actually. Well, I came to Southern Oregon in October of 2012. My wife was born and raised in Southern Oregon, and we moved out to assist her mother after her father suddenly passed away. I sent a packet to then chair of the finance department, Margaret Shogren, and started a conversation with her, as well as Professor Cody Bustamante, one of our very adored painting professors here at SOU. Met with Cody Bustamante, was given a tour of the facilities of the fine arts department, the museum, and the studios, and was extremely impressed, as I was coming from the assistant chair position at Pratt Institute in Brooklyn. And then when I came out, there was an opportunity to pick up a drawing course as an adjunct professor, and I took advantage of that. Met many of the other professors as well. So I was doing that for the past 2 years, going back and forth from Southern Oregon to New York. Then recently met the director of the Oregon Center for the Arts, Dr. David Humphrey. Had some great conversations with him. And the previous director was about to go on a sabbatical. A previous director was on loan from the photo department, going on a sabbatical. So I'm sure they were attempting to find somebody to sort of fill in for that sabbatical. And then the adjunct photo professor from the photo department moved on, took a full-time job in Florida. Good luck, Brooks. And I believe the upper administration just made a decision to have the previous director come back to the photo department. And the director for the Oregon Center of the Arts did get his hands on my CV and saw that I came from a background of working in curatorial collections management at the Noguchi Museum, as well as done many independent curatorial projects. And then given the history of working with the fine arts department and the students, probably saw a good fit for the museum. So there was not a national search for the position. It was a direct appointment, hence being an interim position. And with interims and acting positions, you never know how long they last.
Scott Malborn is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the interim director at the Schneider Museum of Art in Ashland on the Southern Oregon University campus. If you want to join the conversation, jump in at 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email. How tricky is it to run an art museum in a more or less non-urban area?
Sure. Ask me that in a few more months. As I'm in the mix of it right now, it's busy. It's a full-time position, and I'm probably doing double that right now, working 24/7. Apologies to my wife, Serena, at home. She knows that I'm working really, really hard, day and night and weekends as well. Just came back from a curatorial trip up in the Portland, Eugene, Springfield area. It was a very long weekend, visiting with many artists, gallerists, directors of art centers up there as well. And as I mentioned, just attempting to plan out our exhibitions for the future. So that's a lot of work to do right now. There's also a lot of work going on from previous grants that are in process. A little shout out to the Ford Family Foundation, who have been very generous to the Schneider Museum. So we're looking forward to continuing to work with and nurture that relationship with them. And then we're also applying for grants for the future. You know, we need, unfortunately, you know, museums take money to run and operate. So we have to do our best to search that out, as well as plan out the exhibitions. My administrative assistant, Nancy Riggs, has been doing an amazing job. She as well has been going above and beyond her responsibilities. And you know, I would be lost without her at this point. And the director of the Oregon Center for the Arts, David Humphreys, has been extremely supportive. So has our provost here at the university, and the president as well. Roy Saigo has recently come out to meet with many of our volunteers during a volunteer reception and breakfast. And, you know, we also are very indebted to our volunteers. You know, Vivian Stubblefield has been part of the museum since the very beginning. I like to say she runs an elite crew of volunteers in regards to our opening receptions. And we have many volunteers who come to the museum and manage the front desk during our business operating hours. And they also let us know when they are available to step up with other responsibilities and thoughts and ideas and programs we're attempting to do. So since I've just been here since July 1st, I've been attempting to interface with as many of these people as possible, as many of our community groups and community leaders. David Humphrey and I met with the mayor of Ashland recently and had some great conversations. So we're looking forward to kind of continuing those conversations and attempting to bring the Schneider Museum more to the forefront, to the upper platform of the town of Ashland here in Southern Oregon.
You've got so many other events in the arts world, arts being defined broadly here. But you mentioned the new umbrella for the Oregon Center for the Arts being extended over the Schneider Museum. So performing arts and visual art. But you've also got the Shakespeare Festival. You got galleries. You got all kinds of stuff right in the town of Ashland itself. Does that help? Does that bring people at least with an art mindset into town, and you can try to snag them from there?
Oh, absolutely. Coming from New York and visiting the town of Ashland, it's a paradise of sorts for the creative individuals, for the artists. I've been teaching for many, many years, and when you're teaching and working with students, and students are talking about graduating and what's next and what's to happen, and you constantly do talk about how metropolitan areas, New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, etc., have more opportunities for artists because, once again, the art world, they need financial assistance. So when you take the statistics of, the percentage of a population that supports the arts, and then a percentage of that population that actually help and assist funding the arts, that's why metropolitan areas are important. But here in Ashland, the statistics of those that are supporting the arts, that are interested in the arts, are just off the charts. So you have the beauty of a small town community where a great majority of them are showing up to the Shakespeare Festival. They're coming to the Schneider Museum. They're attending all of the creative arts events that are happening in Ashland. So it just provides excellent opportunities for creative people to do work and participate in the art world, so to speak.
Scott Malborn is the interim director at the Schneider Museum of Art in Ashland here on the Jefferson Exchange. So on the walls now, Chuck Close and Face Forward. This has got like about another week or so to go.
The last day will be Saturday, September 5th. And then we'll be packing that exhibition up and sending it back up to the Jordan Schnitzer Museum in Eugene. So that work has been on generous loan from the Schnitzer collection. So we thank them as well for that work. The Chuck Close exhibition has probably been one of the highest attended exhibitions at the Schneider Museum. It's a beautiful show of Chuck's prints, diverse range of printmaking. So we have some items on the wall just demonstrating all the different various techniques of printmaking. And Chuck would collaborate with master printmakers and those master printmakers' apprentices and their associates in making these prints. Chuck Close is known for his paintings, and he got into printmaking because he knew that not everybody would be able to see his paintings, that he will exhibit them in his gallery in New York, and the galleries would sell them, and they'll be in a private collection or a museum collection elsewhere. But the prints, you can make many, many editions and get those around the world, so you can have a much broader, greater audience. So we thank you, Chuck, for making those prints. And it's been, just a great exhibition for the Schneider Museum. And we're looking forward to kind of continuing working with blue chip artists in the future, as well as working with younger emerging and mid-career artists as we plan out our exhibitions. We're looking to do more of a spectrum of sorts, as well as additional programming.
So younger and emerging artists is one thing. Younger audiences is another. I mean, how do you reach out to people who are used to seeing the world in a screen that fits in their hand and they can swipe to the next painting on the wall just like that?
Yeah. Let's look at records. Record stores are popping up everywhere. Records are coming back. Why are records coming back when, you can download your MP3? As we get more further away from the idea of holding things in the sense of substance, then now in a strange turn of events there, that preciousness is wanted and needed again. So I think museum audiences are growing, gallery audiences are growing. There's a newfound interest for those sensibilities, the idea of something that has weight, that has some substance, and you can see the materials up close. Myself being an artist, it's always difficult when you take that digital image and you have that JPEG, and you really wish that you could actually just send that painting to a person so they can see it up close, personal, and see how much paint is on the surface, what the hand has done for that work of art. So with our viewers coming to the Schneider Museum, they are, they're leaving with huge smiles on their face because they are just loving the prints by Chuck Close. So we're looking forward to providing that opportunity for our audience, the student groups, as well as community groups and the tourists that are coming to town, for Shakespeare Festival, for all of the other, treasures that the town of Ashland has to offer.
All right. Well, I'm a busy fella, as you mentioned. Is there one paid person at the museum in addition to you?
We have a half-time employee. Once again, that's Nancy Riggs, who has definitely been working more than half-time. Mm-hmm. Once again, going above and beyond.
Everybody else is volunteer?
Everybody else is volunteer. You know, every museum is very indebted to their volunteers. You know, a museum is not a museum without the volunteers. We would just not be able to run and operate without them.
Scott Malborn, again, the interim art director at the Schneider Museum of Art on the Southern Oregon University campus in Ashland. Thank you for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.